朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是刘志雄长老，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
Please turn with me to the book of Galatians.
请和我一起翻到加拉太书。
Chapter 3.
第三章。
I would appreciate if you can read together from verse 15 to 25.
我也很感激如果我们能一起读从第三章第十五节到第二十五节。
You can read in whichever language you prefer.
你可以读你喜欢的任何一种语言，中文或英文。
1, 2, 3, go.
我且想说，虽然是人的文约，若已经立定了，就没有能废弃或加增的。所应许的原是向亚伯拉罕和他的子孙说的。神并不是说众子孙，指许多人，乃是说你是一个子孙，指着一个人，就是基督。我是这么的，可立的约不能被那430年以后的律法废掉，叫应许归于虚空。因为承受产业若本乎律法，就不本乎应许，但神是凭着应许把产业赐给亚伯拉罕。这样说来，律法是为什么呢？原是为过犯天上的，等候那蒙应许的子孙来到，并且是借着天使金钟保守之设立的。但钟保本不是为一面做的，神却是一位。这样律法是与神的应许反对吗？断乎不是。凡一个能叫人得生的律法，亦就能诚然本乎律法了。但圣经把众人都圈在罪里，使所应许的因信耶稣基督归给那信的人。我们被看守在律法之下，直到听到那将来的真理显明出来。这样律法是我们训蒙的师父，引我们到基督那里，使我们因信称义。但这因信得救的理既然到了，我们从此训师父。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, what a privilege you have given to us.
天父，你实在给我们何等样的特权。
That we can be called your children.
我们可以被称为你的儿子。
And we can sit at your feet.
我们可以坐在你的脚前。
Not only we can feast upon the bread and the cup.
不仅仅我们可以享受饼和杯的宴席，
That we can feast from your holy scripture.
我们可以享受你圣经。
How we pray that the Holy Spirit will enlighten your holy word.
我们何等盼望你的圣灵会启示你的话语。
Such that we all will have a humble spirit.
让我们都有一个谦卑的灵。
And an obedient heart,
有一个顺服的心
to listen to your own word,
来听你自己的话语。
Please help the one who speak and the one who translate,
请帮助说的和翻译的。
Such that we can proclaim your word clearly,
这样我们就可以宣告你的话语。
And please help all those who have a ear to hear.
也请帮助所有有耳可听的。
That we can hear thy word.
我们可以听到你的话。
In Jesus' precious name we pray.
奉着耶稣宝贵的名我们祈求。Amen.
Amen. I don't know, when you read a paragraph like this from the scripture, what's come through your mind?
我不确定当你读到这样一段经文的时候，你的脑子里在想什么？
Are you thinking about Paul says something very important about the gospel.
这里保罗说到一些关于福音上很重要的事情。
And Paul is trying to correct some mistake among the church of Galatia.
保罗也在这里尝试纠正在加拉太教会当中的一些错误。
But would that have anything to do with me?
那这样跟我有什么联系呢？
I have my problem.
我有我自己的困难问题。
Hey, I have school, okay?
我要上学。
I have job.
我有工作。
I have pressure.
我有压力。
I have my friend.
我有我的朋友们。
How this paragraph help me?
这一段经文究竟能帮助到我们什么呢？
Even how this paragraph going to help our church?
这段经文能帮助我们教会什么呢？
Well, this paragraph make us more effective in evangelism.
这段经文会帮助我们的传福音有更好的果效吗？
So when you have question like this,
当你有这样的问题的时候，
Please realize one thing.
请认识到这样一件事。
The book of Galatians is about the foundation of the gospel.
加拉太书所记载的是关于福音的根基。
And the purity of the gospel.
那福音的纯洁、纯全。
At Paul's time,
在保罗的时代
were just as corrupt as our time today.
在保罗的时代也如同今天的时代一样是同样是被污染的。
And if gospel is not pure in our life,
如果在我们的生命中福音不是纯全的
then our relationship with God,
那我们和神的关系
Will have problem.
会有问题。
And our relationship with everyone else around us.
那我们和我们身边每一个人的关系。
Will have problem.
也会有问题。
And when we try to reach out.
当我们尝试去传讲福音的时候。
We're going to be the one who is blind leading the blind.
我们就会像一个瞎子领着瞎子。
That is the reason.
这就是为什么。
I pray that God will help me.
我实在祷告神会帮助我。
To learn with you.
和你们一起学习。
From the book of Galatians.
从加拉太书当中。
I don't know how many of you remember.
我不确定你们当中有多少人还记得。
In chapter 1,
在第一章的里面
Paul started with his calling.
保罗是这样开始，他先讲述了他自己的呼召。
Then he's talking about his apostleship.
然后说到他做使徒的使命。
Then he started to rebuke those non-gospel.
这样他就开始责备那些错误的福音。
Then in chapter 2,
在第二章
Paul explained the core of the gospel,
他解释了福音的核心
and he tell us the secret to live out the gospel.
他也告诉了我们活出福音的秘诀
And in chapter 3,
那在第三章
Paul go into more details.
保罗就更详细的解释。
Last time we learned together from verse 1 to 14.
上一次我们看了第一节到第十四节。
Paul used Galatians' personal experience.
保罗用他自己个人的经历。
And the people of Corinthians' salvation's experience.
和加拉太众弟兄姐妹得救的经历。
And the experience in the scripture.
并且他读经文的经历。
to explain that the gospel is by faith alone,
来解释福音是单单凭着信,
not by work of man,
而不是凭着人的行为。
And today,
今天,
this paragraph we study,
我们读的这段经文里,
Paul tried to explain,
保罗尝试解释,
the gospel is based on God's gracious promise alone,
福音是单单基于神恩典里的应许
not by law
而不是凭着律法
and next time
下一次
we will continue the rest of chapter
3 我们会继续读
and we will see
我们会继续读第三章我们会看见
that salvation is in Jesus Christ
救恩是要在基督耶稣的里面
And it will make us sons, not slaves.
这也 是使我们成为儿子而不是奴隶。
Paul knows full well.
保罗清清楚楚地知道。
Whoever read his letter.
那无论谁在读他的信件的时候。
When they finish the first half of chapter 3.
当他们读完第三章前半段的时候。
They definitely will say to themselves,
他们会很确定地告诉他们自己
Okay,
好吧
I got it.
我懂了
Gospel is by faith alone.
福音是单单因着信
Not by work.
不是靠行为
Gospel is all about what God had done for us.
福音是单单讲述着神为我们做的事情
Not about how we perform
不是我们自己的表现
So?
那么怎么样呢
I don't have to worry
我就不用担忧了
I can lay back
我可以随随便便
I can do whatever I like
我可以随心所欲
Because it's by faith alone.
因为只是单单凭着信
And nothing to do with what I do.
和我自己所做的没有任何关系
Why should I work so hard try to be holy?
我为什么要这么努力成为圣洁呢
Who cares about the word of God, the law?
谁关心谁在乎神的律法神的话语呢
Why should we care about the law?
我们为什么要关心神的律法呢?
To answer that particular questions.
要为了回答这个具体的问题。
Paul used verse 15 to verse 18.
保罗用着经文第十五节到第十八节。
Want to show us.
想要向我们显明说明
that salvation have nothing to do with the law
救恩和律法没有任何的关联
because salvation is in Christ alone through faith alone and by grace alone
因为救恩是单单因着信因着恩典也是在耶稣基督的里面
Then from verse 19 to verse 25.
那在第十九节到二十五节
Paul tried to help us to see.
保罗尝试帮助我们看见
Why God give us the law?
为什么神要还要给我们律法
So let us learn together.
所以让我们一起来学习。
I'm pretty sure if you carefully read this paragraph.
我很确定如果你仔细地阅读这一段经文
You will notice two words were repeating many times.
你会发现有两个词重重复复地出现
The first one is promise.
第一个词是应许
It occurs seven times.
它出现了七次
And the second word is law.
第二个词是律法。
Ten times.
十次。
It is so clear that these two words dominate this paragraph.
很明显，这两个词主导了这一段经文。
What is the promise Paul is talking about?
保罗所说的这个应许究竟是什么呢？
It is the promise God gave to Abraham in Genesis chapter 15.
是那个神给亚伯拉罕救赎的应许，在创世纪第十五章。
And the purpose of that promise,
那个应许的目的
is for salvation.
就是为了救赎。
Because there it says, save. Abraham was justified by faith.
因为在那里说到亚伯拉罕因信被称为义。
And what is the law he's talking about?
那保罗所说的律法又是什么呢？
It's the covenant God gave to Moses.
是神颁给摩西颁布的律法。
And what is purpose?
那他的目的又是什么呢？
It's to help people of Israel to live.
是目的是要帮助以色列的百姓来生活。
Know how to live properly.
知道如何正确的生活。
So let's look at verse 15.
让我们一起来看第十五节。
Brethren.
弟兄们。
Have you noticed all of a sudden Paul changed his tone?
你有没有发现突然之间保罗他的语气就变了？
Remember from chapter 1 all the way through, he is very high temper.
有没有记得从第一章开始他就一直非常兴奋，很激动。
And sometimes he uses a word which I personally think.
甚至他会用一个词，那我觉得这个词
That Paul maybe regret he ever used those words.
我觉得保罗甚至会后悔他用了那个词。
Oh, you stupid!
你们是何等的愚昧。
Oh, you fool!
你们是何等的愚蠢。
Because he was so excited.
因为他非常的激动。
He was so angry.
他很愤怒。
He was so worried.
他很担忧。
But after, you know, 2.5 chapters.
但是在两章半之后
I sort of feel that Paul is coming down.
我感觉保罗好像慢慢的平静下来。
So he changed his tone.
所以他的语气变了。
He no longer called them fools.
他再也不称呼他们为愚昧的。
He called them brethren.
他称呼他们为弟兄们。
And he said,
那他说道
I speak after the manner of man.
我是靠着人的文约来说的。
我是照着人的常话。
我是照着人的常话说的。
What Paul means?
保罗的意思是
Let me give you a human example you all understand.
让我给你们一个人可以理解的例子。
Then he's talking about the covenant of man.
然后他就开始说到在人当中的合约
文约 That particular word
this 这个具体的词
can be translated into will, contract or testimony
可以被翻译成遗嘱、合约或者见证。
The essential meaning of this word
这个词最关键的意思是
is permanently unchangeable
是永远不可改变的。
The example Paul used
保罗用到的例子。
Show them that if among human beings there's something they understand is permanent and changeable.
说到如果在人的理解里面有些东西是永远不可改变的。
Then, in the same token, the promise God made with Abraham is the same covenant which have the same character is permanently unchangeable.
那同样的道理，神给亚伯拉罕的约也同样的，有着同样的属性，是永远不可改变的。
This is important.
这是十分重要的。
Permanently unchangeable.
永不改变。
Then Paul in verse 16,
然后保罗在第十六节
talking about the promise God made to Abraham.
说到了神向亚伯拉罕所立的应许。
As you know that in Genesis chapter 15,
正如你可能知道在创世纪第十五章
God appeared to Abraham.
神向亚伯拉罕显现。
Abraham did nothing.
亚伯拉罕什么也没有做。
He had no merit.
他没有任何的功劳。
He didn't accomplish anything.
他也没有做成任何的事情。
It's pure by grace.
是单单因着恩典。
God appeared to him.
神向他显现。
And God promised him a lot of blessing.
神应许了他诸般的祝福。
But most important,
但最重要的是
is God make a covenant with him.
神和他立了一个约。
And God asked him to prepare some animals.
神也让他预备一些牲畜。
Cut in half.
每一样都切成两半。
And some birds cut in half.
一些鸟禽也切成两半。
Back then,
在那个时候
to make a permanent and changeable covenant,
要立一个永不改变的约。
The two party,
两方立约的两方
will walk through those bodies of animals or birds.
会走穿过这些牲畜和鸟类。
That's pretty much like today.
就像今天。
If two parties want to get into some unchangeable contract,
如果两方想进入一个不可改的合约,
not only they have to sign it,
他们不单单要签字,
and they have to notarize it,
他们也要公证,
they have to go through ratify it,
他们要获得准许。
Back then,
在那个时候
the way to do that,
做这样事的方法
is you walk through it,
是通过这个牲畜。
And what that means?
这什么意思呢？
It means that if you didn't fulfill the covenant,
意思就是如果你不完成你所承诺的约
You will be dead just as those animals.
你会就像那些牲畜一样死掉。
Is that clear?
这样清楚吗？
But have you noticed that in Genesis chapter 15?
但是你有没有看见在创世纪第十五章
When God made covenant with Abraham,
当神与亚伯拉罕立约的时候
God make Abraham fall asleep.
神让亚伯拉罕睡着了。
Only God himself walked through it.
只有神他的自己穿过了这些牲畜。
Isn't that amazing?
这真的是何等的奇妙。
Basically, God is doing something very strange.
神在这里做非常奇怪的一件事。
Is Abraham, you don't have to do anything.
就像说亚伯拉罕，你什么也不用做。
I will walk through it.
我会走过去。
And I alone will walk through it.
我只有我自己就走过去。
If I don't keep my promise,
如果我不守我自己的约
I'll be dead.
我就会死去。
But you're okay.
但是你没有问题。
Because you didn't walk through it.
因为你没有走过去。
It is only God.
是只有神。
Brothers, sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
do you realize that is by grace alone?
你有没有看见这是单单凭着恩典
Nothing but the grace.
除了恩典什么也没有。
Totally unconditional.
完全的没有条件。
If you see that the covenant God made with Abraham,
如果你看见了神给亚伯拉罕所立的约
Not only the content is unconditional,
不仅仅他立约的内容是没有附属条件的。
The way to make it is unconditional.
他立约的方式也同样是没有条件的。
In NIV version,
在和合版圣经里在
New America, 新美国
新
国际
新国际翻译版本
The translation of verse 18 is like this.
第十八节的翻译是这样子的
For if the inheritance depends on the law,
并不是因为承受产业若本乎律法
Then it no longer depends on the promise, but GodIn His grace, give it to Abraham through a promise.
就不本乎应许，但神凭着应许把产业赐给亚伯拉罕。
I hope you can see now.
我实在盼望你们可以看见。
The promise is of grace.
应许是单单出于恩典。
Not only that.
不单单如此。
This promise is focused on Jesus Christ.
这个应许也是集中在耶稣基督的身上。
If you notice in verse 16, it's the second half of it.
如果你看在16节的后半部分
This promise is not only give to Abraham,
这个应许不单单给指着亚伯拉罕
but also the seed of Abraham.
也是亚伯拉罕的一个子孙。
Paul explained,
保罗解释道
Promise is not only by grace.
应许不单单是靠着恩典。
This promise can only be fulfilled in Jesus Christ.
这个应许也只能够在耶稣基督里得到成全。
And only through Christ to all who believe.
而且单单是通过基督成就在所有相信的人身上。
This is amazing.
这实在是奇妙。
The gospel.
朋友，你在活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。